This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Alex Chadwick is off today. Let's go now to a guy you often hear from when a major political story is breaking. It's NPR's David Greene, only this time he's nowhere near Denver. He's not really near Ohio either. He's working on his series this week called Take Me to Your Leader, where he's roaming the heartland, going from Chicago to Phoenix, talking to Americans along the way about who they look to for leadership. And David, where are you?
Hey, Madeline, we're on the road between Springfield and Kansas City. We just pulled over to talk to you, and our producer, Thomas Pierce, just filled up the car with gas, and now he and our photographer, David Gilkey, are standing outside the car with Star Crunch candy bars, gloating that I can't have any right now. It's really kind of mean.
Okay, well, in a few minutes, I'll let you go. But first, okay. Let's just talk about that history-making speech in Denver last night. Where were you when you were watching it?
It was really surreal, just because you know, I'm used to being there for a lot of those big moments, and we decided you know, we're in Springfield and thought maybe it would just be cool to go out and you know, to some restaurants and bars and see, you know, how the speech was playing and if it was on, and we got to one bar in Springfield, Cody's, and we walked in. And they had a big screen, and you could see some coverage of Denver. They were sort of setting up for the speech at Invesco Field, and so we sat at a table. But then it switched to the football game. There was a Kansas City Chiefs, St. Louis Rams preseason NFL game, and of course that's a big brawl between the two Missouri teams, and people were totally into that. And I think we have some tape here of what the bar was sounding like when we were thinking we'd be hearing from the convention.
A lot of questions. Ball bounces to the outside, and he gets it up to about midfield.
And David, did people in the bar, did they tell you why they wanted to watch the football game and not Barack Obama's speech?
Yeah, you know, it was funny. We talked to one guy who was playing pool, you know, he said he's voting Democratic. He likes Barack Obama. He wants change. He doesn't want more of the same. He just wasn't interested in a convention. I mean, he said, Barack Obama's got my vote, but, you know, I watched the convention the night before, but I was just in the mood to play pool and watch some football. And so it wasn't a matter of people who, you know, didn't know about politics or weren't into the issues, but I think it was just a convention speech was not the way they wanted to spend their Thursday night. They preferred being at a bar with some friends and playing billiards and watching the ball game.
All right. So where are you headed next? Where are you spending your Friday night?
We're heading to Kansas City, and then we're going to head out into Kansas and catch a train to the southwest. And we thought we were going to go all the way to Santa Fe on the train, but we've been getting some great suggestions on the email address that we've set up and our election blog on our website to get, you know, suggestions for people where to go, where to meet some of the people they looked up to, some leaders. So we're thinking of kind of shaking up the itinerary. So we'll have to see where we land.
So what is that address again, the website address?
Yeah, so people can they can email us at meetyourleaders, all one word, at npr.org, or they can go on our website, the election blog at npr.org. The election blog is Vox Politics, and they can go comment, and we'll be reading them. People should be confident that we'll be taking a look at what they say.
Okay, great. Well, David, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Have a good weekend, Madeline.
Thank you. That's NPR's David Greene. He's on the road between Chicago and Phoenix. We'll be speaking to him next week, maybe on that train.